Musical instruments require extremely high-quality wood. One botanist has spent the last 5 years at the University of Alaska Fairbanks searching for alternatives to what's becoming an increasingly limited resource for woodwind instruments. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
The bassoon is 6 feet long, it has four joints, and it's known for its distinctive deep tone. UAF PhD candidate and botanist Katie Levings took an interest in the woodwind instrument when she was five.
It was one of the first instruments I could pick out of a recording. There's not a lot of solos for bassoon, but the most common everybody knows is Peter and the Wolf. Whenever someone asked me about what a bassoon sounds like, so I either tell them that one or ask them to watch Fantasia.
Levings says musicians have long held that the material their instruments are made from directly affects their sound. But because building a bassoon is both expensive and time-consuming, instrument makers only consider how easy the wood is to work with. Bassoons are typically made from maple trees from the eastern United States, but availability of that wood is becoming increasingly limited.
Maple's being attacked by the Asian horned beetle, and they've been cutting down anything that's been infested, so the large trees are being cut down. And soon there's not going to be enough high-quality wood to make a musical instrument.
So Levings decided to look for alternatives to maple. For the last 5 years, she studied the tiny cells in different kinds of wood to find out which types might make the best-sounding instruments. Alaska isn't home to a wide range of hardwood tree species. Levings says she only found two this far north that might be good candidates for instruments like the bassoon.
So we tried Alaska paper birch, which is Betulinia alaskana, and red alder, which is Ulnus rubra. And theoretically, they would not work. Those two species have a cell type that's really large and tends to absorb a lot of sound, so it causes a dampening effect.
Levings did find other kinds of wood outside the state that might work better. She says she hopes her findings will help instrument makers look at a wider range of characteristics when it comes to finding the right wood to produce the best sound. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.